Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue to share with you on the subject of the Feast of Trumpets, as this is the time of the year of when this occurs. Leviticus 23, in verse 2, the Bible speaks of the fact that the feasts of the Lord were my feasts. They're not Old Testament or Jewish feasts. They're God's feasts. And these are not a get-together and have a party. No, they're holy meetings before God. An appointment, a fixed time, convening for a definite purpose of coming before God. The word convocation is the word makraw, which refers to the fact that it was a meeting they would come to, but also it was a rehearsal. They were actually rehearsing in all the things that they did what the Messiah was going to do when he would come and fulfill the feasts of the Lord. There are seven feasts, three major feast times, as we mentioned, Passover in the first month of Aviv, Pentecost, the third month, Siwan, and Tabernacles in the seventh month, Tishri. Three at Passover, they've been fulfilled by Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb on the very day of Passover, unleavened bread bearing away the sin in the 3 days and three nights, and first fruits being raised from the dead. He was the first fruit, and the first fruits included the Old Testament saints that had the gospel preached to them, and they received and were born again, just as Jesus was born from the dead. Then the next season was Pentecost, and that was 50 days after that, and that was the day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the day when those that were alive on earth would be reconciled unto God, being born again, being in relationship with him. Then the third feast season, Tabernacles, there's three of those in that feast season, which is Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and Tabernacles. And we're talking about the Feast of Trumpets. Remember that all these things are shadows of things to come. Colossians 2 indicates that, and also Hebrews chapter 10 indicates that all these things that you see are shadows of the things that are going to come to pass. Now, the Feast of Trumpets, we saw in Leviticus chapter 23, in verse 23 and 24, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial, blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. This was in the first day of the seventh month, Tishri, which occurs at our time of September or October, depending upon the lunar calendar, because God's calendar, remember, is a lunar calendar. Now, there's actually a 40-day season, which is 30 days of the month of Elul, which is the month of repentance, and then the 10 days of awe, special spiritual preparation, examining self, coming to repentance, restoring relationships, being ready for the judgment that was going to come on the Day of Atonement. For 30 days, the shofar was blown every morning. That was the ram's horn in at the time of Elul, reminding the people to prepare themselves. They were to confess their sins and get themselves right before the Lord. Tishri was the month when God would complete his dealings with the people of Israel, and that's all a type of the second coming of Jesus Christ. The first four were fulfilled on the very day, and the next three are going to be fulfilled on those very days as well by Jesus Christ in his second coming. Now, these three feast days, we mentioned how the first day relates to the day of creation of the first month, which was the light coming into the world. When Jesus came, the light came into the world. The third day, that's the day of when the earth was commanded to bring forth the fruit of the seed and the fruitfulness. And this is exactly what happened at the time of the third day, which would be the third month that it would speak of, which is the Holy Spirit being poured out on the day of Pentecost, replanting the earth. And this was the birthday of the church. And this is when men and women who were alive now could be born again and come into relationship with the Lord, the beginning of the new fruit in the earth of born again men and women. The seventh day, the day that God rested after he finished the work, finished the harvest, and he rests in the millennial reign of Christ. And this speaks of the fact that the harvest will be finished as God is long-suffering, waiting for the early and the latter rain, that the harvest will come in of souls. And then Jesus, of course, comes back and begins his millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ. Now this festival of trumpets sounded throughout the land, calling the nation to repentance, as we mentioned, preparing for the Day of Atonement, which was the day of judgment, a day of national cleansing. This is also known as the Day of the Sounding of the Shofar, when it speaks here of trumpets, also known as Rosh Hashanah, which means the head of the year. It was the beginning of the civil year, also known as the Feast of Ingatherings, it says in Exodus 23:16. That's the time of when there was going to be a harvest coming in. Now these feasts were major encounters with God and his covenant people, and we see that during this time they would blow the trumpets and offer up their sacrifices to God. You and I now are to be a living sacrifice unto the Lord. We're to yield ourselves, offer up a sacrifice of praise to him continually, the fruit of our lips giving thanks unto his name, and be those that offer up our sacrifices of yielding ourselves and doing the works of God and giving out and going and obeying him, letting ourselves be a living sacrifice yielded to him. We saw in Nehemiah chapter 8, on the first day of the seventh month, here's where they read the law all day long. As they read the law, that speaks of the word of God that was going to come forth, and this speaks of the fact that God is bringing forth revelation of the truth in these last days. We saw in verse 2, it was on the first day of the month, the law was brought before the congregation. In verse 3, they were brought to the place where their ears were attentive to it. And in verse 5, of understanding, it was opened up in the sight of all the people, and that shows the fact that God's opening up his word to us in these last days, so we come to the place of understanding his word. And we see that phrase, understanding the word, or understanding the reading, over and over from Nehemiah in chapter 8, from verse 1 all the way through verse 12. And then in verse 13, here again, where the Levites and Ezra the scribe, it said they gathered all the people together, even to understand the words of the law. Trumpets, that shows the fact that you and I are coming to spiritual understanding, because we're going to be the one man in Christ, coming to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, and we're going to come to the place of being one in him as we walk according to the true doctrine of Christ. We're to have that founded in our life so we can go on to perfection, and this is why we've got to get in the Word of God, know the Word of God, and know the exact Word of God, have true doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, not be those that are tossed to and fro. Now, there were two kinds of trumpets in Israel. Trumpets were made with a ram's horn, the shofar, also trumpets of silver. The trumpets of the ram's horn came from the sacrifice of the bullock or the ram. And this was blown in memorial, in remembrance of the ram, who was the sacrificed in the place of Isaac, remember, in Genesis 22, verse 13, of course, which is prophetic of Jesus, the sacrifice for us in order to bring forth the redemption of mankind. Trumpets were also blown to hail a king, to call all to appear before the king in anticipation of personal judgment. And that's exactly what we're coming to down the road as these last days continue on. Also to gather the troops to battle, because you and I are engaging in the warfare. And it's also alarm and a wake-up call to call us to personal judgment and repentance in our life. We see a scripture in 1 Kings 1:34 where it speaks of how Nathan the prophet anointed him their king over Israel and said, "Blow ye with the trumpet." See, the trumpet was brought forth as they were bringing forth the one anointed as the king. We see in Psalms 98:6, "With trumpets and the sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the king." Again, it's announcing God's kingship, and as the trumpets are going forth, we see that it has the purpose of showing forth that the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, is coming, and he is going to establish his millennial reign on earth as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. In Exodus chapter 19, it speaks of in verse 19 and 20, where the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder. And Moses spake, God answered him by a voice, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up at that particular time. This is the time when he went to meet God, because also trumpet speaks of the fact that God is coming to manifest himself, and it's prophetic of the fact that he's going to manifest himself in the church. The whole body of Christ is to meet God and to come to the place of being holy before him. That's why we've got to cleanse ourselves of all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfect holiness before a holy God, because we're coming to meet the Lord. Praise God. In Judges 3:27, it speaks of the fact that he blew a trumpet in the Mount of Ephraim, and then they went down with him, and this is the time when they engage in warfare. During time of war is blowing the trumpet because it's sounding the alarm and calling us to battle. And what is God doing? He's calling us to battle. And also in Joel, we see the same thing. Blow the trumpet in Zion. They're supposed to arise, and they're entering into the battle, fasting and praying, and entering into the spiritual warfare. Praise God. Also, we see in Leviticus 25:9, it speaks of the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and that's the Day of Atonement. Again, this trumpet was showing forth the fact that there was going to be liberty that was going to come forth, as the ultimate fulfillment is going to be the judgment upon those ungodly that do not know the gospel and that have rejected Jesus Christ. The Battle of Armageddon and the great destruction that's going to come, the great judgment, is going to occur at this time on the 10th day of the 7th month. And God does things on exact days. If he fulfilled the first 4 on the exact day, you better believe he's going to fulfill the last 3 on the exact day at the appointed time when this comes to pass. The Jubilee was of those who would go free from all the bondages. They would return their possessions, return to their family, come out of all areas of bondage. And this speaks of the fact that God is bringing us out of all bondage, and he is bringing forth restoration in your life as you do the Word of God. We also see in Isaiah chapter 27, in verse 13, it says, "The great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem." This speaks of regathering of dispersed Israel, that they're coming back to the land as the nation of Israel has come forth since 1948. And so we see this, of course, happening in these last days. Also in Amos 3:6, "Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it?" Here it speaks of the warning of danger, because destruction is on the horizon. The judgment is going to come. And remember that the judgment comes to the church, the house of God, before it comes to those out there in the world. In Exodus chapter 19, we see something that's important in verse 10. And this was in the 3rd month, which is the time of Pentecost, where Moses met with God. And in verse 10, he said, "Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes." Prophetically, speaking of the time from time of Christ. Today and tomorrow, that would be 2 days. Well, there's been like 2,000 years that have elapsed since the time of Christ. And so the 2,000-year period, they're to be sanctified during that time, and they're to wash their clothes. This all speaks of the fact that the church is supposed to be sanctified, spirit, soul, and body, and to be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord, and wash their clothes. And he says that they were to be ready against the 3rd day, for in the 3rd day the Lord will come down in the sight of all of the people, as it says in verse 11. And so that shows you the fact that the 3rd day is the time, the beginning of that 7,000-year period, because 4,000 was from Abraham unto Christ, and then we have 2,000 from the time of Christ, so we have 6,000 years. And so here we are at the time of the next 1,000, the 7th, which would be the 3rd day from the time of Christ, 2,000 years plus the beginning of the 3rd day. And this is the time where it says you're to be ready against the 3rd day, because this is the time when God's going to be coming. And he's going to come in the second coming of Jesus Christ to bring forth his judgment. The 3rd day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people. We'll talk more next broadcast. Be a doer. God bless. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you're looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212, 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.